For an hour or so today, things on Wall Street were looking up. The news from United Airlines and a strong start to the holiday shopping season pushed the Dow Jones through the 9,000 mark for the first time since August. But then a sour assessment of the economy killed the rally. The Dow ended the day off 34 points at 88.63. The Nasdaq, which at one point was up nearly 3%, closed up just 6 points. Joining us now is Jeremy Siegel. He's professor of finance at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. Professor Siegel, things got off to such a good start today, and then there was some bad news from the nation's manufacturers. Things started to fall apart. Was the market overreacting? I mean, haven't manufacturers been hurting for a while?
Yeah, absolutely. But before Thanksgiving, we got some very good news from the Chicago area report. And I think investors hope springs eternal. And they thought it was going to apply to the national. And when it didn't, that's what hit the market in mid-morning.
But the holiday shopping season is off to a good foot, up some 12% over the last year. How important is a really good Christmas season to the economy and the stock market right now?
Extremely good. We all know that the consumer has been holding up the economy with that manufacturing spending, as you just mentioned, being very slow. So when we saw that Christmas season start out as well as it did, that allayed many of the fears that the consumer wasn't going to be able to come through for the December shopping season.
Now, overall, this market has been performing pretty well, closing up for 8 straight weeks. Do you think we've seen the worst of the bear market?
I think so. I think that early October will be the low on the bear market. We're up 20% from then, so we've had a good recovery. But I think the bear market is behind us now.
Yeah. The market is heading for its third straight losing year. The last time that happened was quite a while ago. What do the prospects look like for 2003?
I think they look much better. Not gangbusters in the sense that we're going to have another 20% increase, but I think we're going to break our string of three losing years next year. And I think the big key is an earnings comeback. I think the economy is going to be strong, strong enough to engineer that, but I think until we actually see those earnings flow through, I don't think we're going to have as strong gains in the next 6 months as we had over the last 6 weeks.
Now, looking into the end of the year, we were talking earlier about how important this Christmas shopping season is. What happens if we see that fall off? Apparently, this last weekend was particularly good because there aren't so many shopping days left as there were last year at this time. What happens if that falls off?
That's certainly true. We all know that Thanksgiving fell very late, so people had to cram that in, and they had the feeling that there were a lot of discounts given early. I mean, inventories, firms want the inventories to be very lean. That's something we've seen ever since 9/11. And as a result, they want to get things sold. They want to get things off their shelf, and they'll take very low margins. I think the consumers are taking advantage of it. So we have to see whether this is front-loaded, and it's a very good question. There's also, we know, fears in Iraq, December 8th deadline, terrorist acts, that's always in the background. If there is no, future problems for this Christmas season, I think we're going to hang in there with a pretty decent gain.
And briefly, what about the bond market? I mean, that's been doing pretty well. Can we expect that to continue?
No. Here's the one market where I'm pretty pessimistic on. I think the reviving economy is going to put upward pressure on interest rates. In fact, this morning when the stock market zoomed right at the beginning, we saw a big bond market collapse and interest rates soaring. Now, that came back a little when the stock market came down. But I think we're seeing long-term rates are going to move higher, and I think next year, maybe not in the late January meeting, but by April, we're going to see the Fed begin to nudge up the rates instead of down the rates as they have for the last 2 years.
So if you haven't refinanced yet, you better do it soon, right?
I think so.
Okay. Thanks very much, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Jeremy Siegel of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.